Scripture this morning does come from Isaiah's, the prophet. And as Mary Kay has read to you one scripture already from Isaiah, the 12th chapter, but this morning we're going to go on over in chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. And it's the new creation. It says, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth, for the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of the tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like an ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, says the Lord." This is the word of God for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, I do thank You this day for Your word, and I thank You, Lord, for the prophet Isaiah. I thank You, Lord, for the blessings that come by knowing him and him knowing You. Lord, what a blessing it is in our lives to know You. What a blessing it is to follow You. A gift that only comes by knowing. So, Lord, this day I ask that You open up our hearts and our minds as we talk about a new heaven, a new earth, and a new life, and how we have to let go of that we hold on to so tight in order to allow newness to come about. So be with us now, for it's in Your Son's great and holy name I do pray. Amen.